This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Michigan Senate acted to repeal 80 antiquated laws, including one that gave a 90-day sentence for trespassing on a huckleberry or cranberry bog. The lower house of the Brazilian legislature has begun impeachment proceedings against the Brazilian president whose government has been accused of graft. Dr. Ben Carson, staying in the polls, continues to plummet as Republicans doubt his readiness on security and foreign affairs issues. 71% of his supporters say they may switch, and 40% indicate he's not ready for prime time. Tax deductions will allow British Petroleum to write off $15.3 billion of their $20.8 billion settlement with the Justice Department as a business expense, according to the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. In looking at other big settlements, U.S. PIRG found that $48 billion of $80 billion in settlements were tax deductible as business expenses. France and Germany announced plans to cut off the flow of money to ISIS through money laundering and have encouraged other EU countries to do the same. The Facebook Zuckerberg's announcement they will give away most of their fortunes accompanied by the creation of a limited liability corporation, giving them the option of moving in many directions, including away from creating a foundation. The NAACP and Greater Birmingham Ministries have sued Alabama's imposition to stop photo ID is denying thousands of voters the right to vote in their state. European Union regulators have opened a full-blown probe into McDonald's tax affairs in Luxembourg, warning that a tax deal granted to the fast food chain in 2009 may have illegally reduced its tax burden. British Parliament has given the okay to extend bombing of ISIS to Syria to the government, provoking a split within the Labour Party, where threatened defections allowed an open vote by party members sufficient to extend the bombing authorization over the leader's opposition. The biannual industry survey released by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said consumers saved more than $7 billion in credit card late fees between 2011 and 2014. The rules carried out the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act of 2009, or CARD Act. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.